Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you live in D.C., you know that go-go should be played loud, and that if you don't have four roommates, you're probably overpaying on rent. But you might not know about CityCast D.C. It's the podcast that knows what's happening in D.C. CityCast D.C. is packed with hot local stories, plus tips and recommendations guaranteed to make you better at living in D.C. Never be the last to know. Listen to CityCast D.C. by searching City space Cast space D.C. wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, we are starting on our next 200 episodes because this is episode 201 of the Shift and Steer podcast. I'm Brad Fanchon. With me today is Aaron Hagar. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm good. I'm up in Tahoe.
Yep.
Feeling well, a little bit here.
Hey, in this episode, we're going to talk about that Hennessy Mustang. It's a Shelby Mustang, and you won't believe how much horsepower they're squeezing out of it. I'm also going to tell you about hurricane warnings, and unfortunately, we got to talk about our friend Jesse Combs, who tragically died in a land speed record attempt this last week. So, we got a lot to cover on this episode, so let's get it going, Aaron. But before we do, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today.
Racing, rides, people, and places. With your hosts, Brad Fanchon, Matt DeAndrea, and Aaron Hagar. New media for a new type of motorsport enthusiast.
Man, I just want to thank everybody again. All of our great guests we had in the first 200, all of our fans and our listeners that support the show. And, of course, I want to thank Pete Shaporis, our buddy who's no longer with us, because way back when, as I described in last week's show, that I told him we were going to give up our syndicated radio show and start doing a podcast, he had blind faith and said, let's do it. And then I told him we were going to bring in these two guys, you know, that were ne'er-do-wells, Matt DeAndrea and Aaron Hagar. He didn't know either one, and he embraced you guys both, and it became just, you know, it was perfect. We all just gelled, and it all just worked. And that's what's so cool about it. And
I remember that first day. It's hot August night. That was the first day. August nights in Reno.
Well, you're talking about the first day that that you met Pete. We were still doing our radio show back then.
Oh, that's right, you were, huh?
Yeah,
because we just met and did the event.
That was a live appearance that we did for our radio show. And you came in and guessed it. But it's been awesome. So, did you see that photo I posted of that really cool Merc?
Yeah, that thing is nuts. Man, that thing's so beautifully massaged.
That one was done just perfect. I mean, the color, you know, it was like a deep, 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 you know, almost like a black and blue bruise, you know, and had those those lake pipes. Yeah, you know, it had those lake pipes. And so I'm cruising in that Range Rover that I've been driving, and that by itself, and I got to talk about that later in the show, but the Range Rover SV autobiography, which is ridiculously over the top, and I had been down taking photographs of it at the beach, and I'm headed home, and I stop at the grocery store parking lot in Newport where there's a Chronic Tacos, and I pulled in there to grab a taco, and the sun had just gone down. It was kind of where the sky's still glowing, you know. The lights had just started to come on in all the stores.
Oh, yeah.
And that car was sitting all by itself, pulled up to the curb, and I just had to stop and take a couple photos of it because it was just perfect, you know. And by all the reaction
That's
of the
a lot of car,
it is. it is a lot of car. And you know what? Have you ever driven or ridden in a Merc?
No.
Well, let me tell you something. They look awesome. They look beautiful. But if I had one, I'll tell you what I would have. I would have one of those backup license plate frames because, you know, with the backup camera. Because you cannot see out of them for your life when the top's, you know, chopped down like that. Because there's a slit for a rear window, then those big sail panels, and... You know, unless you got somebody with you, you go, hey, is anybody coming that way? No, nobody's coming that way.
And they can't see either.
Yeah, you know.
You see my 50 shoebox, which is chopped
yes.
6 inches, and
yes.
all the pillows are lean, and the windows lean. But I don't even know how many degrees, I forget now. But, I mean, it's just a pinch. It's got a good size rear window, but it's lean so much you can't see out of it.
Exactly.
It is like a sliver, and it's so low, it's a tail dragger. So, yeah, it's...
They might as well call that the blind spot chop because it's like, you know. But hey, man, you just go slow and low and you're good to go. But I had to throw that thing up because that car was so nice and I can tell by the reaction everybody's digging on it. It was pretty cool. In fact, what was funny was I posted it on my Facebook page from the other side. And all of a sudden, a thing pops up last night, and it was a buddy of mine, Doug Rugg. And he goes, oh, dude, I wish I would have known you were around. He goes, we could have got together. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, oh, that was me driving that car. And I go, oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So that was kind of funny. But
of course, you know everybody, Brad. It's not that you take the fun out of life, but you know, we just assume that you know everybody.
I don't know everyone. I just know a lot of great people. I just, you know. And, hey, you know what? A real bummer, and everybody's probably heard about it by now. But if you haven't heard about it, Jesse Combs, who was a big part of our industry. And for those of you who don't know who Jesse Combs is, because we do reach a real large group of listeners, and Jesse was just a really nice woman who had just broken down the barriers, man. I mean, she was a welder, a fabricator, a racer, a TV personality, and a hell of a nice girl. And you know what? A badass. She's been, I called her that, and I thought, wow, do I, is it okay to call her a badass? And then everybody's going, yeah, she was a badass, dude. And you know what? Jesse and I won't say we were great friends, but we were friends, and I did know her. She'd come by my shop every once in a while. She'd been on the show, and you know, we'd run into places, we'd go places. I know you and your wife and Jesse and I all went down to the Wheeler Dealer set one time and met Ed China down there, and I got... Afterwards, you guys had to split, and Jesse and I kind of leaned on the car and talked for a while, and those are some of the best times, because it's not an event, and got to see who she was all about, but unfortunately, she died this last week in a horrific land speed record attempt accident, and still no details, Aaron, on what exactly happened.
I know, there's nothing. There's nothing out there. I'm just getting little things. We obviously have to be very careful not to misinform anybody.
Yeah.
But there's just little things trickling in. You know, we're waiting to hear from the black box to see if she broke the record. And like the other gal, you know, she may have broke the land speed record for a woman in passing. I mean, it's like there's so many crazy things around this. How the heck did it happen? She's cocooned in there. She's as safe as can be. But when you're going, you know, 500 or 600 miles per hour, we don't know yet. You know, stuff happens. It's just tragic. I mean, we can all say she passed loving what she did and really chasing that passion and chasing that speed. But it's still hard to follow, man.
It sucks, dude. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it sucks. I mean, you know, here's a girl who, you know, some people knew her for her season on Mythbusters. Others knew her for when she was on All Girls Garage, when she was on Extreme 4x4. She did do a couple episodes of Overhauling as a guest fabricator, and you know, and she was all over the place, and you know, it was
well, she did that the lift too, right? The lift, and she did 100 things.
And how sucky that name is. 1001 things to do in a car before you die. But I mean, let's go down some of her accolades, because here's somebody that you've got to fucking admire, because she did what she wanted to do. Do you know she had a scholarship to be an interior designer? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
She was offered a scholarship to be an interior designer, and she said, nope, I want to go do some other stuff. For a while, she tried to be a pro snowboarder. That didn't work out. And that's when she went to, I think it was Wyotech, for hot rod fabrication. And she just blew everybody away. It was like everybody in her class, and I guess all her instructors were like, whoa, man, you know, you're a natural. And then she got invited to come on as a guest fabricator on Overhaul, and then everybody knew her, and then that was it. But she didn't stop there. That's what's so amazing about Jessie, is that she went on and she won King of the Hammers twice. And
she was queen of the hammers, right?
That's what she called. She said, "I'm queen of the hammers," you know. And
I think it stuck.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's like she won the Iron Man 1000 of Baja, and she said, "No, it was the Iron Woman 1000 of Baja."
Right. And she was very of her woman.
Yes,
but it just in general as a sports person. She was amazing, but as a sportswoman, she was exceptional. Yeah. Really.
Well, I mean, because to go, you know, like King of the Hammers, you know, speed attempts to every time she came over to my place, she was on her motorcycle. That alone is a daredevil, just riding on the LA freeways in a motorcycle. Okay, that's enough right there.
She was comfortable. She was comfortable on a motorcycle. I'm not that comfortable on a motorcycle.
Okay,
that little Triumph, she drove like a maniac.
Now, do you remember when she got hit by the car and was pretty injured?
Oh, yeah.
And what is so ironic about that, when she told me the story, she was, "Brad, you know, I go Baja 1000, King of the Hammers, land speed record attempt." She goes, "I raced these old jalopies at the, you know, on the beach, and you know, all that kind of stuff." She goes, "I walk out of my fucking shop, and a guy runs me down." I mean, she was 10 feet out the door of her shop, and some goofball came flying down the alley and ran her over. I mean, she got pretty banged up. She was messed up for a while, you know, and. But that's who she was. She recovered from it and kept going, and you know,
suck it up and go.
Yeah. Now a lot of people don't know that she earned that, and she did earn it. You know, fastest woman on four wheels by breaking the previous record, doing 398 miles an hour in that same car, the North American Eagle, and that was, now get this, dude, that jet car put out 52,000 horsepower.
I know, that's nuts. That's just nuts.
Yeah, that is crazy.
What that kind of acceleration must feel like. I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's according to the police in Oregon. Now this happened up in southeast Oregon, which is called the Alvord Desert. and there is nothing out there. I mean, it now apparently she was dead on the scene. I mean, there was it was pretty, you know, devastating, and but even if she hadn't have been, it was probably, you know, because it's remote where they were. I mean, this is nothing. I mean, they say it's uninhabited sagebrush plains and mountains, a lot of dirt roads. It's a real desolate area of dry lakes and hot springs. And they just, you know, weren't sure. But she had already gone 482 miles an hour the previous time she was out, but it wasn't backed up, so she didn't get that record. But this time, they were going for 512. 512 miles an hour. That's man, that's crazy fast. Crazy
fast. I can't imagine what that feels like, you know?
But
the tunnel vision must be a pinpoint at that point, you know?
Well, you know what's interesting is they said that they lined the course with lit buggy whips. Because if you hit them at speed, they don't do anything to the car. They're not going to tear a wing off or do anything like that. But they, and when they say lit, I imagine there's LEDs. But because at that speed, that would help her stay the course, you know, because it is, you know, you're, you know, man, that's, it, you know, good for her, man. I mean, Jesse was an original. Jesse was really cool. She was always very nice, and she did what she wanted to do. She could have been an interior designer, but she went past that. And well, no, I mean, you know, hey, obviously at one time, dude, that's what her dream was, or she wouldn't have had that scholarship. But she probably took that design and went, I want something a little more tangible, a little bit more that I can have that tactile feel of a welder and a this and a that. And it's and that's what she did. And she had her little shop in Long Beach. She did what she wanted. And every time I met her, she said what she wanted and she did what she wanted. And, you know, we're going to miss her. She made a mark, as was pretty evident in the last few days on social media, because everybody showed her a lot of respect. And so it really sucks. We have lost Jesse Combs, one of the bright lights of the automotive world, and we won't miss her. She won't be forgotten. I know that. I know her family has already said they're going to do a foundation that will empower women in the automotive world. And I do want to say something, because on a personal note, my very good friend Teresa Contreras.
I was thinking of Teresa the whole time.
Her and Jesse were extremely good friends. They'd ride motorcycles together, King of the Hammers together, do all kinds of stuff. And I talked to her the other day, and I know that this has been super tough on her, but you know, she also is cherishing the time that she had, and, you know, props to her, because Teresa is just a dynamite girl that is done all the same things that Jesse's done. And I think, you know, Jesse helped ignite that fuse in Teresa, and that was awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. That they were such good friends, and we often saw them together when we were out.
Oh, hell yeah.
And at events, they were connected at the hip, and that BMW motorcycle that they built.
Yeah.
Was just awesome, man. It was really nice.
And they together.
I was thinking about her like crazy.
I always think of them as the real deal girls, because they always had that on their helmets and everything like
that.
Exactly. It was good. And they do actively promote that. I mean, there was the all girls motorcycle group that they were part of that would go out and not
girls
just
ride out.
But it wasn't just like a social thing of, hey, girls on motorcycles. No, what they would do is invite girls in, teach them how to weld, teach them how to fabricate, because they got to learn with other women, which what it did is it took away that kind of barrier where, oh man, you know, I feel stupid, I don't know anything. No, you know, it's other girls. They all want to learn. They all want to do it. And I'll tell you what, I'll bet you both of them well, better than I ever could imagine. So
exactly. I forgot. It's called Babes Ride Out.
Is it Babes Ride Out? Okay.
It Babes Ride Out is the organization, and a couple other of our friends are actually a big central part of
yeah.
that. But yeah, it's ladies only, and they do all kinds of stuff. They do road trips, camping trips. That they do, you know, well, like you said, educational stuff. It's a confidence builder for young women and all women, and it's a really, really good organization. If you want to look it out, it's called Babes Ride Out.
And exactly.
Yeah, they're both a big part of that.
You know, and I'd say that if you want to honor Jesse and you're a woman who wants to get involved in the automotive world, look into that, because you're going to find some of Jesse's heritage there, and go do it. It'd be really cool. But yeah. But anyways, let's just wrap it up with, you know, Jesse, thank you for being part of our industry, and thank you for being our friend, and we'll miss you. So,
they
just came out today.
Now,
that Mustang Shelby from the factory, it's already putting out 760 horsepower.
Oh my gosh!
And
that's beneath ugly slant nose.
Now, if you got a little bit of extra cash laying around, Aaron, you can you can pump that up a little bit. You know.
Yeah, if I have a little extra cash around, I'll get two personal pizzas.
Now, Hennessy can pump that up to 850 horsepower for you. Did you know that?
Oh, my. That's crazy. That's too much. That's like after 550, 600, what are you going to do with it?
Wait a minute. What did you just say? That's not enough horsepower? Okay.
No,
okay. Well, Hennessy, you can bring it back, give him another big duffel bag of cash, and you can get it to 1,200 horsepower. Street legal.
Street legal, but street unnecessary. That's just nuts. What are you going to do with it? It's just jail bragging rights. That's all it is.
It's
pretty cool.
It's so much horsepower. I mean, it's the average guy is just going to
all
get himself into trouble.
All that drive transverse four-cylinder?
Yeah. But do you know how much, you know what's also crazy? That 1,200 horsepower Hennessy Mustang Shelby puts out 1,000 pounds of foot torque.
Oh, man. I got to say.
I wonder if they give you a Shelby neck brace with it. Do you think? So you don't snap your neck?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're going to have to wear a Honda.
Exactly.
Put one of those wraparound seats that come up to the sides of your face. And
I mean, 1,000 pounds of foot torque.
How do you get traction at that, you know?
I don't know, but I'd love to drive it and find out.
I know.
I would love to drive it and find out. But you know what? Even more than that, you know, it's how they did it, because they said they didn't have to do a whole lot. They did a big, huge intercooler, a lot more fuel delivery, of course.
Right.
Some induction, and then internals. You know, some rods and things like that. But
you got seals, rear end gear, brakes.
But you know what I do want to say is one of the big things is if you got 1,200 horsepower under the hood, you better be able to stop that puppy, and you better be able to stop it well. And this is where I introduce our brand new sponsor.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Thank you very much for supporting Shift and Steer, Brembo Brakes. 60 to 0, Brembo has been stopping champions on the track, as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. That's a big 5-0. Brembo, the world leader in braking systems, has now made replacing the brakes on your everyday vehicle even easier. For domestic, Asian, and European models, from subcompact cars to full-size pickups, Brembo StoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low dust premium ceramic brake pads or high temperature brake fluid, go to BrembostoreUSA.com now. Do it right now. I mean, put it on pause and go do it right now. To get the brakes, which have been the choice of champions for over 50 years. And for a limited time, use code SHIFT10. That's SHIFT10 to get 10% off your first off of your first purchase and help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Hey, and remember guys, seriously, if you're going to buy Brembo brakes, put in that SHIFT10 code because that shows that you're listening to the show and that's going to keep them around because we don't want anything that would stop them from advertising. Do you get it, Aaron?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I would love all those components on my M3. I've got Brembo's been a standard on most of my bikes,
Ducatis
and stuff. They've always been great. They've become kind of the go-to. Suspension, Brembo brakes. You know, it's always
Brembo standard. They've done such a fantastic job of breaking through and doing so much in the performance world. And, look down and you see all these cars, you see Brembo, and you know that it's happening. You know that they're that car is going to stop no matter how fast it is, even if it does have 1,200 horsepower.
Yeah, it's a trusted brand for sure. And there's a lot of great brands out there, but, that's the first thing that hits my head. Whether they're advertisers or not, it's the first thing that hits my head, yeah.
That's right. And Bond Speed Wheels, we can clear those Brembo brakes because we're one of the few manufacturers that can cut a wheel with a 2-inch mounting pad to clear those big, giant, massive calipers. So remember that, too.
That's right.
Hey. You know what, Brembo, the one thing Brembo can't stop is that hurricane that's coming in the coast and coming into Florida. Now, my brother, he lives down in Florida. He's a retired guy who ran the Navy SEALs and all kinds of, badassery. He's got this nice little house down there that they retired to, and in that last Cat 5 that they had, tore the roof off, flooded his house, just ripped up his whole neighborhood. He was one of those neighborhoods you saw on TV. And if you remember, that was, a year and a half ago? Well, he literally...
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
He literally, last Friday, wrote a check to the last contractor who finished up at his house, and started doing his landscaping, and he called me yesterday and he goes, "What the hell?" he goes, "Now it's shifted and it's supposed to come through here again." The poor guy. Yeah, the poor guy lived in his motorhome for 2 years, he bought a brand new
category 4.
Yeah.
Monday, right?
He bought a brand new motor coach. Okay, really nice one. Parked it in his driveway. He'd used it one time. And he goes, now it's so used, and it doesn't have any miles on it. Because he lived in it for 2 years, with his dogs. And he goes, I want to sell this thing, get a new one. And it doesn't even have any miles on it. But so this thing's rolling in. And now here's why I bring this up. Do you know those little scooters that you see all over San Francisco, all over L.A., all over Chicago, those Lime and where you can just drop them on the sidewalk and walk away, and then somebody else comes along and puts their credit card in, and then they cruise around on it?
Yeah, the lime green nuisance of every city and town. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. The worst idea ever. I don't know how any municipality, I do know, those guys got paid off somewhere, and, sure, we'll green light that, but it's the worst thing. You go up to L.A., thank God, down here in Orange County, we barely have them. San Diego, you go to downtown San Diego, and they're laying everywhere. It's a mess. We talked about it on Man Seeks Adventure, and it's just, it really is not good. But now you know what they're worried about? Something I never even thought about, Aaron. Okay, here comes this Category 4 or 5 hurricane rolling through. And what happens when you all have all these lightweight pieces of aluminum laying in the streets everywhere?
Oh, they become battery-powered missiles.
They're projectiles. Yeah.
Yeah, the projectiles.
And
time.
And they're saying that they're getting a hold of the companies. They're like, well, we don't have any method of, really collecting them and like that. And they're going, yeah, but they're going to be flying around hitting people and buildings and cars and, and I never even thought about that. I mean, yeah.
No, that could upside down the company big time.
I mean.
Insurance alone.
It's well, I don't think they're worried about that. I think they're worried about these things flying around and hitting things. I mean, the companies,
of course,
hey, up in
sea. If you've seen any footage of stuff and projectiles coming through, a house, it's like, a Q-tip will go right through your head. I mean, it's like gnarly. Man.
Yeah, you've seen those photos of like a, some little pole or rod, sticking through a tree, I mean, think what one of those would do, and they're everywhere by the hundreds, and I don't think the companies give a crap, because there was a news report up in Seattle of how they fished 300 of those Lime scooters out of the river near downtown, and they said it was because people are so sick of them, they were scootering them over to the bridge and then just tossing them off. And the company, they got a hold of the company and they said, didn't you kind of wonder when you were missing this? Well, we have factored in a loss. And so when one doesn't get rented for a while, we just send a new one into the area. And it's like, so they don't even care. They're just like, yeah, whatever.
No.
So, but yeah, that's one of those weird things that you don't even think of until it happens because it's it's just laying there and then this giant hurricane comes through and everything goes to crap. So anyways, hey.
Yeah. We'll have to see and more flooded cars for the marketplace.
Exactly.
Try to do something with.
That's the other thing. My brother just got a new Corvette and he goes, I'm gonna have to drive it somewhere. So that it doesn't get flooded. And I was like, oh, man. I mean, he literally got it last week. And he's like, he goes, man, this sucks. So anyways.
I hope people are okay. I hope it downgrades before it hits land or downgrades as soon as it hits land. People end up safe.
This thing's jumping around. They don't even know where it's going. So we'll have to find out hopefully, like you said, Aaron, everybody will be good.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, have you seen anything good on the road lately?
I was just looking for a photo so I can do that too. Yeah, I saw a Stinger Porsche on the road, and this was a little while back, but I keep forgetting to talk about it because I've never really been a Porsche guy, even though I've had a couple Porsches. It just isn't my thing, right? So at Quail every year, we see the Stinger Porsches, and I'm like, just another custom Porsche. It's never been on my radar. No disrespect. It's just not on my radar. And I'm not a fan of those puke wheels either. So I just don't look at them. I saw one on the road, and my wife and I were driving. I'm like, honey, get a picture. I'm driving, get a picture. It just looks so good on the road. And I'm like, why does it look so different? Why does it look so good? It's so subtle. I said, someone really did a nice job on it, and as I got closer to it, I went, it's a Stinger. I went, son of a gun. So now it's on my radar.
But see, that's why you hadn't seen them before, because it wasn't like a Gambella or a Roof, where they were always over the top.
It's subtle perfection, man. Those things are the shit. I gotta say, they are gorgeous. Really, really nice.
They are incredible, and they are expensive, and they are in demand.
Yeah.
All of those
things. I hear there's a long waiting list. Well, it's just, it's one of those things where, the really good stuff in life is often subtle, and only the connoisseurs notice it, and I just haven't been a connoisseur of Porsche. But now that it's on my radar, man, I'm in love, and I'm really bummed that the title is here. That's one of the things I wanted to see that car up close. Of course, I wanted to see that car up close and really stand there and appreciate it. Because even you tried to drag me up there. You and Matt at the Quail a couple of years ago dragged me up to the display, and I'm looking over going, yeah, it's cool. I see the details in the satin trim, and I like all the leather work. Yeah, it's nice. And it still didn't get me. But when I saw it driving and I heard it, and I really got to appreciate it, and I'm really excited to see one in person. We should go to his factory next door, I'm in SoCal. I'd love to.
Yeah, he's up in North Hollywood is where they do a lot of the work. Yeah. And I told you briefly, I told you the story of how I was involved in that, and
yeah, you guys got a history too.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Rob Singer, when he. A lot of people don't know that, you know, he was a real famous musician over in the UK, had a lot of hits and things like that, and a lot of writing credits. And through some of my music industry buddies, they said, hey, we got this buddy who wants to build these custom Porsches. And this goes years back. And you know, you should come over and meet him. And so one day they show up, they came to my office and Rob's there, and we sat down and he was telling me all about what he wanted to do. And I'm adding this up in my head and I go, man, I go, it sounds really cool. I said, but, you know, you'd be talking about a $300,000 or $400,000 car by the time. He goes, yeah, I know. And I'm thinking, where's the market for that? Whoa, dumb Brad. You know, I didn't realize it was there. And he was going, oh, well, I'm going to reach out to, like, Jerry Seinfeld and you know, this guy and that guy who are big Porsche collectors. I'm thinking, okay, then once they buy them, what happens? You know, I did not have the vision that he had. He saw it. But we collaborated a little bit. You know, it was his vision. I don't mean to... I don't want to infer in any way that, oh, I had any of the design or anything like that. He would ask me. He would say, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? I did go down to the styling studio when they were actually designing it. And Rob is a fanatical perfectionist.
Yeah.
I told you the story of the stabbing the flares because they weren't right.
Yeah.
And rather than just telling the clay modeler that, well, no, let's tweak them this way or that way, it's like, nah! You know, and stab them so they couldn't be used.
I think he told that story in one of the blogs.
Oh, did he?
The blog I watched too. Yeah, and he's like a cousin of Bruce Dickinson too, right? Of Iron Maiden.
I think he is. Yes, I think he is.
Yeah. So he comes from the lineage of perfection. But yeah, it's very.
But you know,
I
it's
say, man.
It's cool, and the car has just exploded. I mean, there's like a 5-year wait, and it's like one. You know, my interior guy who used to work for me, he left. He went on to work for SpaceX, and he did all the interiors of all their spacecraft. He designed and developed all that, and then Rob hired him. And that's who oversees all of his interiors, because before he worked for me over in Great Britain, Andy actually worked for every major automotive mark. And I mean, you know, we're talking like Jaguar and Aston Martin and doing all their show cars. And I actually met Andy when I did my Thunderbird that Steve Saleen and I you know, did when he licensed the rights to offer my Bond Speed Thunderbird. Andy was the guy who did all of the Saleen interiors and the S7 interior.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and really, really great guy. And
wow.
But yeah, so no, I think you should build a cool little outlaw Porsche, high end outlaw Porsche.
I would love to. It's on my bucket list. As soon as I'm up to that level, and I will be someday. That's definitely of all the cars I want to build. That's been a vision for a long time. It used to be a 356. I really wanted to take a 356 and outlaw it. You know, really do the interior up nice, do a big motor, brakes, and leave it in patina. But I'm really starting to like those 70s 911, you know, ones with, like, discussed a little on front and just between.
Hey, we're losing you there, Aaron.
Oh no! Sorry,
there we go.
Sorry.
Now we got you.
Yeah, but doing like a 70s, you know, 911, just real cool, clean body lines, a little RSR vibe to it, you know, mm-hmm. just a little wide body, just a little bit of ducktailing, but really just. You know, roll cage it, make the interior just perfect in leather, big motor, big brakes, great suspension, and leave it in patina. I'm going to do it. It's definitely of all the cars I can think of, that's the car.
Dude, I'm with you. I've always wanted to build, I've shared with you, I've always wanted to build like a early 80s Porsche and give it kind of that 935, like as if somebody took a 935 and made it like a street car. And basically what I call it is a pro touring Porsche. And
Yeah, totally.
It would be badass. It would be so cool. But I got to make some money first. I'm poor right now.
Yeah, me too. I'm still trying to figure that out.
but you know what? Either one of us, if we were to build those cars, Aaron, we would have to insure them. And so let me tell you, I'm only going to take 30 seconds here, okay? Okay, it's just 30-second commercial.
Okay.
I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico, G-E-I-C-O. So go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. It's done.
So,
but you know what? I the car I've been driving most recently is not one that I had to pay for. So that made it very nice and very affordable.
Tell us about the Range Rover. I'm still liking Range Rovers, so I'm curious.
This Range Rover is the top-of-the-line Range Rover because this is the 2019 Range Rover SV Autobiography Dynamic. And and this one, that's a long name, I know, but
that's
what it's
title.
Yeah, I know, but what it's basically telling you is that it has luxury, performance, everything all in one. That's kind of what that's saying. And the color that this one was fantastic. Some of these paint colors that they're getting on these vehicles are so deep and so rich now. And this one is called the Fire Enza Red. And
it was red, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a brilliant, deep, metallic-y red with a, you know, some kind of a flip-floppy gold in it. It was really nice. And
wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then on the interior, it had the steel weave, carbon fiber, you know, integrated into it. And the interior on this car is one of the most spectacular things because it's, you know, now Matt also drove this vehicle. And when I posted that I was driving it, if you look on our Twitter feeds, you'll see he said, "I bet your butt's happy." because this thing, I do not know what these seats must cost because this is a very expensive vehicle, but there must be 20 to 25 different variations of massage that you can get in the seats.
Oh my God.
And this is not just the driver's seats. It's all the seats. And it is, you can have a hot rock massage where it actually heats up and you can choose the intensity how much it heats up. And then you can choose, do you want it to be a wavy motion? Do you want it to be just the lower back, the mid back, the upper shoulders, just your butt, you know? It's just incredible.
Well, you don't want to fall asleep while you're driving.
Well, you know what? That's what my wife said. She goes, "Oh, Brad, you're going
to
fall." I go, "No." But you know what? It's just so relaxing and so comfortable. Not to mention, the seats themselves have more adjustability than I think any vehicle I've driven, and I've driven a lot of cars. This has just uber adjustability in the seats. And I'm talking, once again, front and rear, because this is a long wheelbase vehicle that, depending on where you're at, if you're in Hong Kong or you're in you know, the Middle East somewhere, or you're in Manhattan, or you're just wealthy enough to have a driver, and you why you would want a driver, because I like being the driver. But it is set up specifically for that. It is set up to where the passenger side rear seat that also has all of this adjustability and has all of these creature comforts, additionally reclines, and just like your easy chair at home, it comes up to support your legs, and then there's a footrest that comes out of the seat in front of you. And it also allows you from that position to put up and down either window, which I think is brilliant because, you know, if you're ever in a vehicle, you know, the driver, he can adjust everything, right? But what if you're in the back and somebody hops out and you go, I wish that window's up. You know, you actually have to lean over. No, you don't want to have to lean over, Aaron. You just press the button and up it goes.
Right.
And it has other things like the armrest. You don't just pull it down. It comes down electric. You know, electrically, you just press a button. The cup holders, you press another button, and the carbon fiber accented armrest expands apart, and there's cup holders in there. And, I mean, it's very luxurious. But...
Yeah, well, for two...
this one actually stickered with all of the options at 180...
That's almost Bentley money.
$182,335.
Oh, my God.
And now, you better not be ready for fuel economy, okay? Because their estimated in the city is 14 miles a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
We'll see if you can keep your foot out of 600 horsepower.
Well, exactly. That's the beauty of this because it's motivated by that 5-liter supercharged 8-cylinder gas engine that puts out 557 horsepower and 516 pounds of torque. So when you put it in sport mode and then you go over to dynamic mode and the car squats down, the exhaust gets, you know, really nice and deep. And then you've got the paddle shifters. That thing boogies. I mean, it gets... And it weighs a lot, you know, so that's what's so great.
I was going to ask how heavy it was, the 6 grand or...
It's got to be close to that because of all the electronics, all of the seating, you know, all of the great stuff.
All the sound deadening.
The sound deadening, that giant glass roof.
1,300 pounds of sound deadening.
And, you know, but it does have an 8-speed automatic transmission. And like I said, the paddle shifters, and it's all-wheel drive with twin-speed transfer box. And, I mean, you can just keep on going. It's got, 21-inch alloy wheels. It has some really nice little things. There's a picture I posted online of George the dog enjoying the rear tailgate. Because like most SUVs...
Brad, your pictures are getting pretty good. That's a nice photo. Your lighting, your edge lighting, your rim lighting, yeah. I got to give you some love on that.
Well,
anyway,
thank you.
Sorry to interrupt, but nice shot. Nice car, nice shot.
Appreciate that. But, it's really nice because most SUVs, they, you know, that rear door just swings up and you're right on the bumper. This has a little maybe a 16-inch wide tailgate that comes down to give you something to sit on if you're at the polo matches or,
at
the kids' softball game and, or at Pismo Beach watching the hot rods race on the beach. And, you know, I mean, but it is. It's pretty cool because you've got a nice little thing. And as you saw in that photo, George the dog really liked it. He dug that. But
George the dog likes it.
Yes. It's certified by George the dog.
I got to say, you're pretty brave because I found dog hair in the Woody wagon when I got it back. Yeah, don't get me started. There's a long list of shit on that Woody wagon.
We've talked about that off the air, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I won't go into those details, but I found a lot of dog hair in that car. It's got a little wafting edge to it, too, and I'm not a big fan of taking dogs in the strangers' cars when you're using them or borrowing them. So, George, I know George is so well-behaved.
Well, the first thing you got to remember is George is a schnoodle, and he doesn't have furry as hair.
Hypoallergenic.
He has hair. He's hyperallergenic. And I also have right. special towels that George always lays on because, you know, I don't want him to scratch the leather or anything like that. And I'm really respectful of it. And George is, he's not a jump around dog. And and it's very funny because there's certain cars that he's ridden in everything from a 720S McLaren to a Honda Accord. So, you know, and I say he's the world's fastest schnoodle because he has gone 130 in a McLaren. So
you're terrible. That's awesome, man. That's so awesome.
I mounted a GoPro and I got him doing the 130, and he's just sitting there. He's just sitting there checking it out, you know. And he's got his little doggy seatbelt on, and you know. So, but the Range Rover. I will say, if you've got the money. And obviously a lot of people in my neighborhood do because, you know how when you finally drive a car, you notice them more on the road?
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, wow, there's another one. Wow, there's another one. Well, oh no, that one's an SVR. That one's only 150,000, you know, and I could not believe how many I counted in my neighborhood that were autobiographies. And, now, they've been making them for several years now, so, you know, there was quite the number of them in my neighborhood, and I was a little surprised. But they are extremely comfortable, extremely nice. They do everything right, and, you know, I don't know what the maintenance is, you know, once you start owning them, what the maintenance is. But I would say if you have the money and you want a extremely luxurious, extremely comfortable vehicle, this would be it. Now, I'm going to just be honest and say if I had kids, I would never buy this car. You know why?
Oh, hell no, they'll thrash it.
They would be playing with every one of those buttons and doing it, and then you'd always have it in the shop. My kid broke the seat. He was trying to do the air conditioning mode with the hot rock massage while he was reclining it and jumping, you know, from the front to the back. So I don't know what happened. So
it's like, dude, what happened to your headliner?
Yeah,
kids. Oh,
that's warranted, right? Isn't it warranted? So
yeah, I have to say, folks, even if you're not a fan, you got to be a fan of nice interiors. I'm looking at some online shots of this thing. Dude, the back seats are insane.
Yeah.
It's like it is full on executive luxury, like executive luxury. It's like, you know, you could put a crown on in this thing. It's pretty,
Aaron, while you're there, you're on your phone, right?
I have my computer on in front of me.
Oh, well, you have your tablet?
I have my big computer. I'm in my office.
I was going to say, well, you can still do it. Go to Man Seeks Adventure, Instagram.com/Man Seeks Adventure. I think you can look at it on there. And I was gonna show you the video we did because put up a quick little video. We're trying to do more and more videos of these cars to post on all of the websites. And we put one up that will be available on Shift and Steer and on and depending on the type of vehicle, there'll be a different theme. This one's a little bit more driving the coast and having a little fun with it, where if it's a supercar, you're going to see that supercar in its glory. And if it's a something that's supposed to be hauling, we're gonna try and show you how well it hauls. I mean, heck, when I had that Ferrari FF, I went to the pool store and picked up some pool chemicals, and because
not to be spilled in the Ferrari FF.
No, definitely not to be spilled. But it was one of those where, you know, they say it's the everyday Ferrari that you can use to get stuff. So I really wanted to try it out. And it was really funny because a fan of the show.
Put some 2x4 in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
Plywood on the roof.
But it was so funny because I'm walking out of the hardware store with some, box of chlorine. It wasn't liquid chlorine. It was the powdered stuff. And I'm not even that dumb. I'm going to put liquid chlorine in that car. And And I pop the rear open, and here comes this guy kind of walking across me, across the parking lot. And I figured, oh, he wants to check out the car, you know. And he goes, are you Brad Fanshawe? And I turn around, and I go, yeah. And I look around, like, hey, is Aaron or Matt here? You know, just messing with me.
Right, right.
And and the guy's a fan of the show, and he goes, this is so weird. I told my wife, I think that's Brad Fanshawe. And he had gotten off the freeway to stop and get something, and he pulled into the parking lot, and he goes, I said to my wife, look at that guy. He's got a Ferrari, and he's at the hardware store. And then he goes, hey, I think that's Brad Fanshawe. And then we started talking. I said, hey, man, you know, it's a car I'm driving for the show. And he thought it was so cool because he was like, oh, man. He goes, and then he said exactly what you're saying. You're putting pool chemicals in there? And I go, it's just dry chlorine in a box down in the well. I mean, it's like, it's not like I'm not.
Some bags of fertilizer.
Yeah, exactly, man, you know?
That would be. Brad, come on. You got to do some more creative posts.
How
many bags of fertilizer can I fit in this?
Oh, no. I fit four big bags, trash bags of aluminum cans to go to the recycler.
Well, that's just pretentious.
Can you imagine pulling into the recycler with four bags that's of aluminum cans, opening up the back of the Ferrari and going, everybody be looking at you like, you jerk. I think we're going to call it a day, get our Labor Day weekend started. Yeah, it's already over, man. We're already, do you realize we've already been on the air 56 minutes?
I'm just loosening up, man. Last three nights, I have not been sleeping. I've been just not sleeping, so it's taken me a while to wake up today.
Dude, I got to tell you, I had a rock star moment the other night. No, it's a good one. Not that good. No, my friend Billy F. Gibbons, him and I were working on a project, and I had just laid down. I had just gotten to sleep, and my cell phone rings. I keep it on my nightstand, and it rings, and I look, and it says Billy F. Gibbons, and I look at the clock, and it's like 12:45 at night, and he goes, "Hey, Brad, it's Billy. I didn't wake you, did I?" You know, and he was playing in San Diego, and he wanted to follow up on our conversation, which I was happy to, because, you know, when they're on tour, I mean, you know how it is when your dad's on tour, you know, sometimes it's hectic. He was done at the venue, getting on the bus, and they were motoring to Phoenix. So it was like his downtime, you know, and that's how those guys live, you know. But it was just, I was like, I got off the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning. I went, that was such a rock star moment. You know, he's on his bus cruising and we're talking about stuff, you know, and it was just like, you know, but yeah,
Billy's so sweet. You know, I've been around him all my life, literally all my, but I've never really gotten to know him. And even the events that we've done and I'm seeing like little glimpses, and then I see him with you and I see him with Pete and I see him with Jimmy and Jimmy Shine. And, you know, it's like, he's so sweet when the camera's off, not necessarily that he isn't when the camera's on, but he is, he's like the dad, he's like the brother, he's like the best friend. And it's really nice to see him because, you know, the only I remember as a kid being stuck in one of the airports on a layover with him. And, with him and the guys were on tour with him. And we're all kind of sitting, you know, in at the gate, and he went and got a couple of hot dogs and stuff, and he brought me one, you know. It's like, and that's the memory. God, I must have been seven. I don't know. I was just a little kid, and that's how I've always remembered him. And it's just nice to see him now. And I don't know if he knows who I am all the time, but you know, when he does, and he reminisces a little bit, it's very sweet, you know.
You're absolutely right.
Forever. Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. He's a real genuine, really sweet guy, and very inquisitive. Yeah. And that's what's cool. We get to meet so
engaging,
many great people, and cars bring so many people together. And that's what's so cool about it. So, but
yeah.
Hey, we got to wrap this show up, man. Let me tell you about It's time to turn it up with your new favorite podcast, Expeditiously. Wow, I should pre-read these things. Expeditiously.
Man, that's a toughie.
Yeah, with T.I. here on Podcast One. Join the rapper, entrepreneur, family man, and activist as he bridges the gap and sheds light on important social topics and how much more in an authentic, eyebrow-raising dialogue that might make you want to pull out your dictionary. Okay, see, now I'm not feeling so bad because, you know, they're trying to make this hard. Download new episodes of Expeditiously with T.I. Every week on Apple Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and Podcast One. And you know what? It's probably one of those that might do well if you can spell the name of it and find it when you go to search for it.
There you go. Well, if they pay well for advertising, it'll pop up when you try it.
If he would have said, like, T.I. Podcast Expeditious or something like that, then you just have to put in T.I., but now you got to put in Expeditiously. Anyways, hey, everybody, remember to go to Apple iTunes, and give us a 5-star rating and a comment. Even if that comment is great show, because that makes the computer, the algorithm that you hear about, these algorithms that we really don't know what it is, a bunch of numbers or dots, data, or zeros and ones, but it reads that there was a comment given there, and that helps the show. So please go do that, because that's what keeps people like Brembo and Expeditiously and all these people liking our stuff. And then you can always go to our website where we put up photo galleries of all the cars that we're driving, all of us drive, and also like our events we go to, and that's shiftandsteer.com, and you can download any episode we've ever recorded from there. So we've been talking about our buddy Pete Schporsch. Go back to the beginning, listen to some of the shows with his voice on there. Yeah. They're really cool. And of course, you can find Motorator on this show with us most of the time. But right now, he's at an event with Adam Carolla. He'll be back next episode.
He's busy, man.
you can find me on Instagram at Bradley_Fanshaw. Everywhere else, Brad Fanshaw. And Aaron, what can they do? Find you.
I'm easy. I'm all over the place at Aaron Hagar, and you can find my website, theratrunnersgarage.com, if you want to see some of the crazy cars I get to drive that Brad doesn't post on that.
You got to send me photos. You got to send me photos. I can't chase you down. That's why I tell my Man Six Adventure host. I say to my Man Six Adventure host, I can't chase you down. Hey, speaking of Man Six Adventure, if you're on Balboa Island in Newport Beach, come to the Balboa Car Show on September 22nd, where we'll be doing a live Man Seeks Adventure with my co-hosts Dave Merrick and Heather Storm, along with our sponsor Shell, and that's not beet shells, but that's Shell oil. And hey, everybody, that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of great people down there. I know Michael Anthony. He said he's going to bring his hot rod down. He's going to come down. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And
very cool.
That's it, man. I got to get back to work.
All right.
My other job.
Yeah, me too.
My day job.
I got some paintings to finish. Thank you for listening, folks.
All right, everybody. Thanks, Aaron.
See you later, Brad.
Bye-bye.
If you like this show, also listen to Man Seeks Adventure and Dixon's Wild Ride. You can find Man Seeks Adventure at manseeksadventure.com.
When you live in D.C., you know that go-go should be played loud, and that if you don't have 4 roommates, you're probably overpaying on rent. But you might not know about CityCast D.C. It's the podcast that knows what's happening in D.C. CityCast D.C. is packed with hot local stories, plus tips and recommendations guaranteed to make you better at living in D.C. Never be the last to know. Listen to CityCast D.C. by searching City / Cast / D.C. wherever you get your podcasts.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.